My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master will hand him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Today the readings are very challenging, I would imagine, if you heard them. You know, and these readings are used every 3 years. So I've had in 30 years a lot of times that I could have preached on these readings. And I usually go with the gospel. And I'm going to deal with the gospel a little bit because it's important. But I want to focus on the first reading because it was written for me, you know. You know, it's just the reality. And it begins, wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, and he remembers their sin in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice, and when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. So today, we got to deal with our own sinfulness. We got to repent of our own sinfulness. And then we got to be able to give the same mercy to others who come to us for anything in it comes for forgiveness. It's just a given for our own salvation. And so we begin with the first reading. It talks about wrath and anger. And again, I have dealt with this my whole life. Huh? And the problem isn't that you have it. It's that you're comfortable with it. You cling to it instead of trying to get rid of it. Now again, when we go to the gospel, though, there's many things that we have been forgiven for. Can we all agree on the one reality that you and I deserve eternal damnation? Yes. Now, a few of you on here don't think so, but I promise you, you deserve damnation. Committed one mortal sin, you go to hell forever. That's reality, one mortal sin. And so, missing Mass on Sunday, getting drunk on purpose, sex before marriage, fill in the blank, we've all done at least one thing that deserves eternal damnation. And so, God, you know, how does God deal with our sin? Does he beat us? He goes to the cross and pays for that sin. That is to show us how we must deal with the sins of the world. You know, when we sit there and think about how many people today embrace wrath and anger. Huh? Again, in the last months, I've talked so much about all the stuff on the internet. Because what we do now is we don't see other people as people. We look at their opinion or their stance on something, and immediately we dismiss them and we hate them. They're no longer people to us. They're no longer complicated. They're either Republican or a Democrat. And we all have our thoughts about who those people are, and we don't think of them as individual people. We put them all together, and we hate them. Let's see. Hate, or anger, wrath and anger are hateful things. Look what Jesus calls someone who wouldn't forgive. He calls them in the gospel, the God of the universe says who's wicked. And the God of the universe, through this parable, says, if you don't forgive others, you're wicked. Oh, that's not very nice. The God of the universe calls us wicked if we're not forgiving. And so the first thing we got to do is acknowledge that we're all very complicated people. None of us can be reduced to one of our opinions or to what we think about a certain thing. We can't be reduced to that. We no longer are people. When we reduce others, when we are being hateful and we are being wrathful, it's all about us. We don't even think about the other person, right? When I'm getting angry, when I'm putting off whatever on the internet, it's about what I think, what I care for. I don't care what you think or what you care for. You're not a person. You're just an object of my anger because you don't see things the way I do. And it's always good because once that turns around and I've been the thing of both sides, we don't like that at all. All of us want forgiveness. Not one of us here don't want forgiveness. And yet if we want it, we gotta be willing to give it. So the first thing we gotta do is all of us acknowledge that we have stuff in our lives that deserve damnation. All of us. Judgment, pride, fill in the blank. When you don't think, gossip, the sin of detraction, you know. It talks about the sin of detraction, how we say truthful, unkind things about others is something that deserves eternal damnation more than most. Gossip deserves eternal damnation more than most because we hurt the good that God has given them. We hurt their reputation, and it deserves damnation. Now, that's where we all are. And like I was down with my homily last night, and Deacon Doug says, that was pretty fiery brimstone, Father. Moi? Me? Talk about fire and brimstone? No, I'm just saying that this is where we all are. That's not fire and brimstone. It's acknowledging that we're sinful people. Period. Now, if we cling to this, if we repent, there's no problems. But if we cling to it and say, I have my opinions, I have a right to be angry, I have a right to be wrathful. Well, you hug them tight, and God's going to treat you the same way. Aren't you excited? But when we sit there and repent of them and say, Lord, I'm sorry I don't treat people like people, like people that you decided to die for their sins, that I damn them in my mind, that I damn them in my words, and I do it in your most holy name. And I forget that you came and went to the cross and died for their sins as you died for mine. Lord, instead of being hateful and rage, help me to fast for them and pray for them. Help me to do everything in my power for their good. And so when we acknowledge our own sins and we ask for mercy, and then Jesus says, hey, let me tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take your sins, the ones you deserve damnation for, and I'm going to put them on me, and I'm going to die so you don't have to. And the only thing I want from you is to do that for others, to gladly give up your life for others, that they too may know salvation. We'll never convert anybody by getting angry. Is anybody here converting because I got angry? We've had people leave the church because I got angry. My anger has never done any good for any of you. When I have those little times of every once in a while being kind, every once in a while, then people can respond to that. If we want everyone to be saved, as we've talked about, then we got to be people of mercy. And again, so today before you receive communion, ask the Lord to reveal to you anyone you have not forgiven. And then make that act of the will, very simply. Jesus, I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. And then you're free. You're free. It's not a feeling, it's an act of the will. And then God will treat you the same way. But when you hear that last line that Jesus Christ gives us in the gospel, such will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives others from your heart. If we refuse to forgive others, we will be damned. It's just that simple. So that's why it's so important that before you receive communion, physically or spiritually, if you're online, that you think of anyone you haven't forgiven and you make that act of the will. He expects us to treat others the way he treats us. And he not only judges us in our sin, but after he judges us, he pays the penalty for us. It's kind of like John Vianney used to do. He'd give these terrible penances to people in confession. Then he'd say, don't you do it, I'll do it for you. He started to become like God. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now, just a little announcement for those of you who are online. I never ask for anything, and some of you, thousands of you, listen all the time, so I'm not asking for anything now except for something for my parish. And the first week of October is Oktoberfest in our parish, and we usually have a big celebration, but we can't have that this year. And so we're doing everything as takeout and online. So those online who are listening to us, you could go to our website, St. Joseph. BOL.org, it's Bread of Life, but just STJOSEPHBOL.org. It's on the link, and hit Oktoberfest, and you can get car raffle tickets, you can get baskets. We have over 130 baskets there, and you would help our parish out significantly. We survive on that, so I just beg you, if you listen every week or you listen every once in a while, please help out our parish. God bless you for your generosity. Thank you. And now let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended.